This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Jenkins, Gabe Osborne back with you from Pena High School, where we are ready for the first pitch of the Class 2A Pena Regional Semifinal game between the top-seeded Carlinville Cavaliers and the 8th-seeded Pena Panthers. Leading off for Pena is Brendan Schoonover, and he pops the first pitch up to the outfield. It's shallow, coming on a diving catch. Jake Ambuehl makes it for the first out of the game. What a start for Carlinville defensively. One pitch, one out for Colton DeLong. But an impressive play in center field. Well, he covered a lot of ground in center, did Jake Ambuehl. Came on barely off the infield dirt. And a pitch to Funneman now is outside for ball one. The count now 1-0. Funneman, a left-handed hitter for the Panthers. He is the pitcher today, and he pops this up off to the left side and out of play for strike one.
That last play by center fielder Jake Ambuehl, he was running in pretty quickly. He was playing pretty deep in center field, but about ran into a shortstop and made a terrific diving catch.
1-1 pitch, just misses outside. It's going to be 2-1. DeLong, the right-hander on the mound for the Cavies, has his sign and the fire. Swing and a miss, and I guess they called that a strike. I missed the call, so it is a strikeout for Funneman, the first of the day for Colton DeLong. And batting now for Pena, the first baseman, Drew Hackler. DeLong fires a ball that's high, and it's 1-0.
Very pleasant day for baseball.
Yes, it is. A little warm. There's a pitch that catches the upper part of the strike zone, evens up the count 1-1. Had to take my jacket off because of the temperature. The 1-1 pitch is popped up off to the right side and out of play, and it's 1-2. We got a little bit of rain overnight, but fortunately for the Pena grounds crew, they had the tarp on the mound and the home plate dirt. So the field in very good condition right now as that pitch by DeLong is in the dirt. It evens up the count 2-2.
And with as much rain as we've had, kind of surprising that it didn't put a damper on the field.
The 2-2 pitch by DeLong catches the outside corner, and it's strike three. So the Pena Panthers go 1-2-3 in the top of the first. And after a half inning of play, it's Pena 0, Carlinville coming to bat. We'll be right back with the bottom of the first after these messages on WSMI. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, we're scoreless here at Pena. Carlinville coming to bat, and leading off for the Cavies is Tucker Hughes. He's followed by Kyle Dixon and Jake Ambuehl. If anybody can reach, it'll be Colton DeLong. I'll have the full lineup for you after this first pitch, and it is outside and low for ball one by Lane Funneman. So again, the lineup for Carlinville, leading off Tucker Hughes. Batting second is Kyle Dixon. Batting third is Jake Ambuehl, as that one catches the outside corner for strike one. Batting fourth is Colton DeLong. Batting fifth is Chris Griffith. Batting sixth is Lonnie Rosentrater, as Hughes fouls this one off to the left side and out of play. It's 1-2. Batting seventh for Carlinville, Aiden Taberzi. Batting eighth is Tyler Reels, the designated hitter. And batting ninth is Aiden Noggle. And that one is outside and low. It's 2-2 now. Reels, the designated hitter, hitting for Sam Tiemann today. The 2-2 pitch to Tucker Hughes on the outside corner, called strike three. And a good start for Pena. That was a 10-pitch first inning for Colton DeLong for Carlinville. And Lane Funneman on the mound for Pena today, already at half that, through one batter, five pitches. Now batting for Carlinville, the left fielder, Kyle Dixon, as he sees a pitch low but catches the zone, and it's 0-1. Waiting on deck is Jake Ambuehl, the center fielder. The 0-1 pitch to Dixon is low, and it's 1-1. This our second broadcast of two today. As you already heard, Carlinville and Hillsborough softball at Gillespie, as there's a ground ball right back up the middle. The second baseman, Bieber, has it. He fields, and he is safe at first, as it was just slow enough to where Kyle Dixon able to beat that out on an infield single.
Also, the first baseman did drop that ball, but I think the runner, Kyle Dixon, had it beat.
Yeah, he was there before the throw got there, I believe. So it is an infield single for Kyle Dixon, and the Cavies have their first base runner of the game, and Jake Ambuehl coming to bat. Ambuehl, a right-handed center fielder. The first pitch from the lefty Funiman is a strike. Waiting on deck for Carlinville, Colton DeLong. Cavies seeking a regional championship as they had a fantastic year this year, but they've got to get past Pena as there's another ground ball to the second baseman. Second baseman bobbles it, can't field it cleanly, and they're going to get nobody, so that's going to be an error on the second baseman as Ambuehl reaches on an E4. Dixon moves to second on the play. It was hit hard but should have been fielded by Bryce Bieber at second base.
Bieber there at second base tried to scoop it and shovel pass it to his shortstop, Brennan Schoonover, today, and just missed that play and goes down for an error. Two on now.
Now Colton DeLong bats. The first pitch he sees is outside for ball one. Long could help himself out with only one out and runners at first and second here in the bottom of the first inning. The 1-0 pitch is low for ball two. 12 pitches so far for Lane Funiman for the Panthers. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Colton DeLong is down the middle, called strike one. No score here in the bottom of the first inning in this regional semifinal game between Carlinville and Pena. Winner advances to the championship game, which will be played on Saturday, and the 2-1 pitch is lined into right field. That's going to go out of play for strike two. Winner of this game plays the winner of Arthur Levington and Shelbyville. That's a game that will be played tomorrow evening here at Pena. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Colton DeLong. In the dirt for ball three, and now the count is full. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. Cavies at bat with runners on first and second. No score. The 3-2 pitch to Colton DeLong is ball four, and that will load the bases. Not what you want to do if you are Lane Funiman. And Chris Griffith, the fifth place hitter in the Carlinville order, coming to bat. Already 16 pitches for Lane Funiman.
Definitely working himself into a pickle right now.
First pitch to the Cavy first baseman, inside and low for ball one. Waiting on deck is Lonnie Rosentrader. Nowhere to put him if you're Funiman. The second pitch to Griffith is called strike one. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch is called strike two, and the count now 1-2 on Griffith. Base is loaded, bottom of the first inning, no score. Carlinville batting here in this regional semi, and the pitch bounces in front of the plate for ball two.
Good job there by the catcher, Caden Angel, to keep it in front of him and not allow that runner at third base to score.
This will be the 20th pitch of the inning. And it's a ground ball to the second baseman, Bieber. He has it. He dropped it as he was trying to step on second. They said he got it. Oh, he recovered. And it's going to be a fielder's choice for unassisted. But a run does score. And the runner at first cut down. Runner at second advances to third. So it's 1-0 Carlinville after the fielder's choice. Still runners on the corners with two outs for the Cavies. And batting is Lonnie Rosentrader. First pitch catches the inside corner for strike one. Cavies still threatening here in the bottom of the first, but Funiman, if he can get Rosentrader out here, would get out of a huge jam, only allowing one run as Rosentrader fouls it back, and it's quickly 0-2.
Every ball put in play thus far by Carlinville has been right up the middle towards that second baseman today too, so they're not missing the ball.
No, they're not. So the 0-2 pitch on the way to Lonnie Rosentrader. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and Rosentrader's down swinging. But the Cavies do score one run, and as we head to the top of the second, it's Carlinville 1, Pena 0. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, Gabe Osborne back with you here at Pena High School, where we are Heading to the top of the second inning between Carlinville and Pena in the Class 2A regional semifinal. Carlinville leads the Panthers 1-0. Leading off for Pena is Ben Holthaus, and he sees strike one right down the middle. Holthaus, the center fielder for Pena today. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 now. 10 pitches in that first inning for Colton DeLong of the Cavies. His counterpart, Lane Funneman, 24 pitches. And there's a ball that's outside. It's 1-2.
DeLong very efficient thus far, setting down two of his first three batters here on strikes.
Swing and a miss, and another strikeout. His third straight strikeout. And that'll bring up Austin Henschen for Pena. Henschen is the designated hitter for Tyson Keim, who's in right field for Pena. First pitch catches the upper part of the zone, and it's 0-1. DeLong working with a quick pace here in this ballgame. 0-1 pitch down the middle, called strike two.
Pena thus far not very aggressive.
No, they're not. The 0-2 pitch on the way from Colton DeLong. Right down the middle, called strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. The fourth straight strikeout for Colton DeLong. And with two outs now, it brings up Sam Beck. Beck, the third baseman today. Two outs and nobody on. First pitch, swing and a miss. He has thrown one ball this inning so far. The 0-1 pitch, a breaking pitch, the first one of the inning, I believe, and it's 1-1.
He was throwing nothing but gas there for the first few pitches and tried to sneak one in on him.
There's a pitch, and it's going to be called ball. It's 2-1 now. 1-0, Carlinville leading here in the top of the second inning over Pena. 2-1 pitch, catches the outside corner. It's 2-2.
One strike away from striking out the side,
which would be his fifth straight strikeout, and it's a line drive into center field. The center fielder, Ambule, going back, and he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. We've played an inning and a half as we head to the bottom of the second. It's Carlinville 1, Pena nothing. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Leading off the bottom of the second for Carlinville is Aiden Taberzi. He's followed by Tyler Reels and then Aiden Noggle. If anybody can get on, back to the top of the order in Tucker Hughes. Lane Funneman back on the mound for Pena in his second inning of work. Threw 24 pitches in that bottom of the first inning. The first pitch here is fouled off for strike one. Taberzi slapped that down the left field line towards the Pena dugout. Taberzi's at third base today. The 0-1 pitch, a breaking pitch, had him fooled at the plate, and it's 0-2.
Left-hand batter, left-hand pitcher, so that curveball broke right away from him.
The 0-2 pitch to Taberzi, lined into right field. It's got a lot of top spin, and it's going to drop for a leadoff base hit.
Top spin, but got in right between the second baseman and right fielder for a nice clean single for Taberzi.
And with the leadoff man on, Tyler Reels will bat for the Cavies. He's the designated hitter, hitting for Sam Thiemann. Thiemann, the right fielder for Carlinville. Already 27 pitches in this ballgame for Pena left-hander Lane Funneman, as that one's called strike one on the inside corner. Carlinville looking to add on to this 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. 0-1 pitch in the dirt for ball one. This next pitch will be number 30 for Funneman. And he's not even recorded an out in the second. There's a foul ball straight back and out of play. It's 1-2. Waiting on deck is Aiden Noggle. There's a pitch in the dirt, and it's now 2-2.
Good play there by catcher Caden Angel yet again to keep that in front of him and not let it get by, and runner at first stays there.
Pitch, 2-2 pitch, is called strike three, and Reels strikes out looking. for the first out of the inning. And now Aiden Noggle will bat with the runner on first and one down. Got to see Noggle hit a grand slam against Litchfield earlier this season, the only time I saw Cronville this year. Broke that game wide open as the first pitch to Noggle called strike one. The 0-1 pitch from Funneman to Noggle. Swing and a pop-up, straight back and out of play. It's 0-2. Tucker Hughes waiting on deck for Carlinville. He's the first place hitter in the order. He struck out in his first plate appearance. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Noggle. Swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. And Funneman gets his second straight strikeout. And now Tucker Hughes to bat for Carlinville with a runner on first and two down. Again, Hughes struck out looking in his first plate appearance. First pitch is popped up off to the left side and out of play for strike one. Funneman pitching out of the stretch as Carlinville has a runner on first, has his sign, and he fires. It's high for ball one. Funneman has a little bit of a three-quarters delivery on the mound. Throws from the left side. Winds and he fires. There's a line drive into center field. Holthouse is going back and he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. We've played two, and as we head to the top of the third, it's Carlinville 1, Pena nothing. We'll be right back with the third after these messages on WSMI.
And we're back here at Pena in this regional semifinal game between the Pena Panthers and Carlinville Cavaliers. First coming up for the third inning is Jacob Line, the left fielder today. Following him will be Bryce Bieber, followed by Caden Angel, and then if anybody gets on, Brennan Schoonover. First pitch, Jacob Klein, as he shows bunt, is taken for ball one.
22 pitches through two innings for Colton DeLong of Carlinville.
Next pitch to Jacob Klein is fouled back to the backstop for strike one. One ball, one strike. So far today for Colton DeLong, he has four strikeouts on the day. And no walks.
That is an unofficial pitch count, by the way, because I would not say my tally is gospel.
Next pitch to Klein is high for ball two, 2-1 to the Pena left fielder. Next pitch to him on the way. Taken low for ball three, 3-1.
2-2, I believe.
2-2?
Yeah.
Okay. Next pitch is high. Now the count is full. Three balls, two strikes to the Pena left fielder. On deck is Bryce Bieber, the second baseman. Full count pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for the fifth strikeout of the day for Colton DeLong. The first out of this top of the third inning.
If you're wondering why we're having such trouble picking up where the pitches are in the zone, it's because we're not behind home plate like we usually are. We're actually down the right field line a little bit.
Right between the dugout and home plate, so just a little difficult to see. First pitch to Bryce Bieber, the Pena second baseman, is taken for a called strike one. This is Bieber's first plate appearance of the day here in the top of the third. Next pitch to him is high for ball one. One ball, one strike.
That marks 30 pitches on the afternoon for Colton DeLong.
DeLong being pretty economical. Next pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Back to the top of the mound, the next pitch. Swung on and missed, fooled him on that one, and that is DeLong's sixth strikeout, two in a row to begin the top of the third inning.
I don't think that was an off-speed pitch, and yet Bieber still looked out ahead of it when he swung at it.
He kind of had a sweeping-type swing at it. And that is six strikeouts already. First pitch to the next batter, Caden Angel. The Pena catcher's taken for ball one. The 1-0 pitch, high, swung on anyway, one ball, one strike. No hits on the day thus far for Pena. Next pitch on its way, at the knees, taken for strike two. So Colton DeLong is one strike away from striking out the side here in the third. He winds and fires. Low and in the dirt, taken for ball one. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Pitch on its way. Outside, taken for ball three. We have a full count here to the ninth place hitter, Caden Angel, to paint a catcher. On deck waiting is Brendan Schoonover, the shortstop. Full count pitch on its way is swung on and dumped right in front of the third baseman. This is going to be close. Play down the line, throw, and they call him out there at first base. Very close play, but out 5-3 nonetheless. And as we go to the bottom of the third inning here at Pena, it's Carlinville 1, Pena nothing. And we'll be back right here after these messages on FM 106. We're back here at Pena in this regional semifinal game between Pena and Carlinville. As we go to the bottom of the third inning, we have Kyle Dixon, the left fielder for Carlinville. So far, he has hit a single and came around to score as Carlinville's only run. And the first pitch to him in this bottom of the third is taken on the outside for strike one. Lane Funneman today struck out four, and the next pitch on the way is low, taken for a ball. One ball, one strike.
He's thrown a lot of pitches so far, but still only down 1-0.
Next pitch to Dixon on its way is high. Bounces out of the catcher's glove. Two balls, one strike.
Of course, Dixon scored on a fielder's choice that was fielded by the second baseman who stepped on the bag to get the out.
2-1 pitch to Dixon is taken high for ball three. So to lead off this bottom of the third, Dixon has a hitter's count in his favor. Three balls, one strike. The next pitch is swung on down the right field line. The right fielder's going for it. It's kind of out of my vantage point. And he catches it. Foul ball. Foul ball by the umpire. Difficult to see through
it
the chain link.
See.
Very difficult, but it was a foul ball nonetheless.
Very loud strike two.
Full count now.
Probably safe to mention, Kyle Dixon will be playing baseball in college next year at Southern Illinois University Carbondale.
Funneman's full count pitch on its way is swung on, fouled back, and we'll do it again. As you said earlier, David, the vantage point here to the right side is pretty difficult as we're between home plate and the first base dugout.
Anything in the corner is going to be tricky.
Full count pitch on its way is grounded just down the third baseline, foul. And we'll do it again.
Grass a little thick here on the infield at Pena's. It's slowing up the baseball a little bit.
I bet it's been difficult to try to get out and get the grass mowed.
I'm sure
probably
it has.
As well.
I'm sure it has.
Full count pitch on its way to Dixon. Low for ball four as he works a leadoff walk.
Very good at bat by Kyle Dixon.
Dixon's second time being on base thus far, and that'll bring up center fielder Jake Ambuel for Carlinville. He reached first base on an E4 in his first at bat. As he calls time, gets a sign from his third baseman, steps back in. First pitch to him is on its way, and it's fouled, popped back to the right side. Out of play.
Well, I didn't even see where that went.
I lost it as well, but...
just dangerous because it was in our direction.
Yep. There at the last minute, I seen it drop, and I'm like, yep, that's out of play. The 1-0 pitch. As the runner goes in a hit and run, third baseman has the ball as he takes it across the plate, across the diamond, rather, and Ambuel's out 5-3, but Kyle Dixon was running on the play as he advances to second base to avoid a costly double play there. So after the first out goes 5-3 of this bottom of the third inning, there's a runner on second base, and the pitcher and the cleanup hitter, Colton DeLong, is at the plate. He walked back in the first inning and then was out on that fielder's choice as the first pitch he sees is taken for a ball. Next pitch to him is taken low for ball two, 2-0.
At least 1-1. That first pitch was called strike.
1-1. One ball, one strike to the Carlinville pitcher Colton DeLong as he strokes this one past the second baseman into right field. Kyle Dixon hustling around third base will score standing up. And Colton DeLong has an RBI single to put Carlinville up 2-0.
Good piece of hitting going the opposite field for Colton DeLong to help his own cause and extends that lead. A little bit of breathing room for Carlinville now.
One out now after Colton DeLong singles in his runner, Kyle Dixon, from second base. And we have Chris Griffith, the first baseman. His first pitch he sees is up around the eyes for ball one. He reached first base back in the first inning on a fielder's choice.
Already over 50 pitches for Lane Funneman.
Next pitch to Griffith is taken and, well, swung on rather for strike one. One ball, one strike to Griffith with Colton DeLong on first base. After an RBI single to put Carlinville up right now, 2-0. Next pitch to Griffith, taken, and the runner takes second on that pitch as he was running.
It's called strike two.
Called strike two as the catcher, Caden Angel, dropped that ball on the transfer. So to give that a stolen base to Colton DeLong.
Yeah, I don't know that we would have got him anyway.
Pitcher looks back. That's Lane Funneman. He's been laboring here lately. Looks back at the second base to keep the runner there from advancing to third. The 1-2 pitch to Griffith. Taken at the letters for a ball. 2-2. Man on second base. 2-0 Carlinville in this bottom of the third inning. Funneman back and throws. Unless is lined off to the right side. Foul ball. Had to wait for the umpire's call there. That was a very loud, long foul ball.
Waiting on deck is Lonnie Rosentrader, who struck out in his only at bat so far.
Kind of lose the ball there and trying to find where the right fielder goes and ultimately have to wait for the umpire's call. 2-2 pitch on its way. High. Count is now full on Chris Griffith, the Carlinville first baseman. With a runner on second base, that's Colton DeLong, who reached on a single and then stole second to get there. Full count pitch, swung on and missed. For the first out of this bottom of the third inning.
Second out. There's the fielder's choice.
Second out, the fielder's choice there, yes. Second out on that strikeout, that is 5 today for Lane Funneman. And now we have Lonnie Rosentrader, the shortstop for Carlinville, as he swings and misses on his first pitch. He sees for strike one. Back in the first, he struck out to end the first inning. Next pitch he sees, curveball taken for strike two.
Well, with a potentially low-scoring day so far, that runner at third could be crucial for Carlinville. Or, excuse me, runner at second.
That is the third runner in scoring position on the day for Carlinville as Lonnie Rosentrader looks at the next pitch for ball one, 1-2. Again, 2-0 Carlinville here in the third. Next pitch to Rosentrader's taken low and counts even at two.
Funneman already over 60 pitches today, not even through the third inning.
2-2 pitch on its way is taken outside and another full count.
63 pitches now for Funneman with an out to go in the third inning.
Full count offering on its way. Swung on and missed in the dirt. Dropped third strike, but it's tagged there at home plate. The ball doesn't get too far away. And as we go to the top of the fourth inning here in Pena, it's Carlinville 2, Pena nothing. And we'll be back after these messages here on WSMI. As we go to the top of the fourth inning here in Pena between this regional semifinal game between Pena and Carlinville, Carlinville has a 2-0 lead over Pena as Brennan Schoonover, the Pena shortstop, steps up to the plate. The first pitch he sees is on the outside for ball one. In Schoonover's first plate appearance today, he flew out to center as he grounds this next pitch to third base on a couple hops. Third baseman whips it across the diamond, 5-3 for the out.
Well, I got to tell you, Aiden Taberzi on that play, that ball took a hop. It was right near his face, and he fielded it and calmly threw it over to first base. That's not easy to do, keep your composure when the thing's coming right at you.
Hit a pretty a tuft of grass and came right at his face. Next batter for Pena is the pitcher, Lane Funneman. His first pitch he sees is taken for a ball. His first plate appearance, he struck out. Next pitch to Funneman is fouled back behind the press box for strike one. DeLong's 1-1 pitch to Funneman. Fouled back behind the press box yet again, 1-2. Pitchers in the lineup for both sides are hitting pretty high up in the lineup today. Funneman batting second here for Pena. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Down and close to the knees, taken for inside for ball two.
So far today, Colton DeLong has struck out a pair of Pena hitters in each inning.
Next pitch to Funneman is taken low at the toes for a full count. So a full count to the Pena pitcher, Lane Funneman. Full count offering on its way is high and away and slapped down the left side foul. We'll see if the left fielder can get there, and he can't.
That's a lot of ground to cover.
A lot of ground to cover on both sides of foul territory here at Pena.
I wouldn't know about right field. I can't see.
Yeah. I'd say hopefully they're pretty similar, but left fielder Kyle Dixon took a good chance at that one, but
he's landed, quick too.
Landed foul nonetheless. Full count offering on its way again to Funneman is swung on and missed. That's another strikeout today for Colton DeLong, his seventh on the day through 3 2/3. Next batter up for Pena is the first baseman, Drew Hackler. He struck out looking back in the first. First pitch to him is taken on the outside for strike one. Colton DeLong very economical today. The next pitch to first baseman Drew Hackler swung on and missed for strike two.
Yes, he is. That was his 49th pitch of the day.
The 0-2 pitch on its way, high, taken for ball one. Tried to make his eyes light up and swing at a high one, but he took it. The 1-2 offering. Swung on and missed. That one was a little lower, but swung on for strike three. So 8 strikeouts on the day for Colton DeLong, and as we go to the bottom of the 4th inning here in Pena, it's Garlandville 2, Pena nothing, and we'll be back with more here on FM 106. We're back here at Pena in this regional semifinal between the Pena Panthers and the Garlandville Cavaliers. Garlandville has a 2-0 lead going in here to the bottom of the 4th. Lane Funneman back to work as his first pitch is low to the 7th place hitter and the leadoff hitter for this bottom of the 4th, Aiden Taberzi, the Garlandville 3rd baseman. The 1-0 pitch is on its way, is taken for strike one.
Taberzi 1-for-1 on the day after singling in that second inning.
Next pitch to Taberzi is taken low and outside for ball two.
He was stranded there, however, and could not score.
Next pitch on its way is stroke down to third base. Third baseman has it, takes it across the diamond. Close play, but first baseman has it. And that's a 5-3 for the first out of this bottom of the 4th inning. Next up to the plate for Garlandville is Tyler Reels, the designated hitter. He's hitting for Sam Thiem in the right fielder today. So far, Tyler has struck out looking back in the second inning. Funneman back to work. Says first pitch is taken for strike one. A 1 pitch on its way. Curveball appeared to be. Swung on and missed for strike two.
6 strikeouts on the day for Funneman to go along with 1 walk, but already at 70 pitches on the day.
Funneman has had to work, but only given up 2 runs and has been able to work out of trouble thus far. The 0-2 pitch on its way. Check swing, but taken in the dirt for a ball. Appealed to the first base umpire.
Still, that's a tough angle, too.
Still called it a ball. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. So Tyler Reels has his second strikeout today. And now it comes to the 9th place hitter for Garlandville, Aiden Ogle, the second baseman. So far today, he struck out back in the second inning. Funneman, first pitch to him is high, taken for ball one. One 0 pitch on its way, a swung on to the left side. Shortstop has it in the glove for the third out. That's Brendan Schoonover. So it's 1-2-3 for the Pena Panthers, for the Carlinville Cavaliers, rather. And as we go to the top of the fifth inning here in Pena, it's Carlinville 2, Pena nothing, and we'll have more after these messages on WSMI. And as we go back here to Pena in this regional semifinal game between Pena and Carlinville, it's Carlinville 2, Pena nothing, and we have a defensive change to tell you about. The pitcher and catcher will trade places as Tucker Hughes will now pitch, and
Colton DeLong
will now be catching. Colton DeLong finished the day with 8 strikeouts, and now he'll be behind the plate as the first pitch to the first batter of this top of the fifth inning. Ben Holthouse for Pena is taken in the dirt for ball one. Holthouse on the day so far has struck out. He's playing center field. Next pitch is stroke to right field down the line and foul. Too sharply hit for any chance for Sam Thiemann there and right to shag that one.
8 strikeouts for DeLong on the day. No walks, no hits allowed.
Next pitch to him is stroke to the right side, foul yet again.
Also, only 51 pitches allowed by Colton DeLong, so he can pitch on Saturday if they hold on to this lead. I believe he doesn't have any restrictions. I don't know. I'd have to check my rules. I did not bring them with me.
Tucker Hughes looks in the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, stroke toward shortstop. Shortstop there. Rosentrader has it. Whips it over to first on a very close play. Out nonetheless, and that's out number one here in the top of the fifth. Score that one 6-3 for the first out in this fifth inning. And the next batter for Pena will be designated hitter Austin Henschen. He's batting for right fielder Tyson Keim. And the first pitch he looks at is swung on and missed for strike one.
This isn't the first time Carlinville coach Don Borgini has done this with Hughes and DeLong, just trading places in a game.
0-1 pitch to designated hitter Austin Henschen's taken low for ball one, 1-1. 1-1 pitch on its way, a swung on and missed. Appeared to be off speed, 1-2. So far today, back in the second inning, Henschen has struck out. The 1-2 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike three. So that's the first strikeout on the day for Tucker Hughes. And it's 1-2 up, 2 down so far on this top of the fifth.
Ninth strikeout overall by Carlinville pitching today.
Next batter up for Pena is the sixth place hitter Sam Beck, and this is popped up to the right side. First baseman camps under it, and he has it in foul territory. That was Chris Griffith. So after four and a half innings, it's Carlinville 2, Pena nothing, and we'll be back after these messages here on WSMI. And we're back here at Pena in this regional semifinal game between the Pena Panthers and the Carlinville Cavaliers, as Carlinville's still remaining to a 2-0 lead over Pena. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Tucker Hughes, who's now pitching, leads off this inning. First pitch he looks at, taken for strike one.
Hughes showed bunt there and didn't really offer at it.
Funneman still working here. Next pitch he throws to the pitcher now, Tucker Hughes, taken high for ball one. The 1-1 pitch on its way from Funneman, swung on and missed for strike two.
Funneman so far on the day, 7 strikeouts, only 1 walk.
As we were saying, Funneman has had a few instances where he was going to get possibly hit a little bit harder, but only given up 2 runs thus far. And the next pitch he throws to Hughes is taken 2-2. Next pitch Hughes takes is slapped down the right field line into the corner. Right field has it. He rounds first, heads for second. The throw in leaves him there. So Tucker Hughes with a leadoff double here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Carlinville has something cooking with nobody out and a man in scoring position.
I know it looks like Carlinville is dominating this game, not allowing any runs defensively so far, but still, with a 2-0 lead, you'd like to have more run support.
Next up for Carlinville is the left fielder, Kyle Dixon. He scored both runs today, and he takes this one to left field. Center field has it, and the runner tags up to third base, and he's in there on a very close play. But Tucker Hughes tagged up on a flyout by Kyle Dixon to center field. Carlinville now has a man on third with one out.
Small ball, as I think that goes in the book, is a sacrifice fly for Dixon.
Sack fly, and Tucker Hughes moves up to third with only one out. That'll bring up Jake Ambule to the plate. He's playing center field today for Carlinville. Funneman's first pitch to him is taken inside for ball one. So far, Ambule has reached on an error and then grounded out to third. Next pitch is stroked into center field, going back towards the wall. Center fielder looks, and it's gone for a home run. Jake Ambule on the second pitch he sees takes that one over the center field fence past the 360 mark for a two-run home run. Carlinville leads this one 4-0.
We muscled that out to the deepest part of the ballpark, and a no-doubter as center fielder Holthaus just ran out of room up the hill beyond the center field fence.
There is a hill out there beyond the center field fence that goes up to the road, and he planted that one right there. That'll bring up Colton DeLong, the fourth place hitter. He's now catching, was pitching the first few innings of this one. His first pitch he sees is taken for ball one. Next pitch taken for strike one. One ball, one strike to the Carlin.
0-2, actually. I called that first pitch a strike.
0-2. Funneman's trying to take advantage of a quicker game here after that home run. 0-2 on Colton DeLong now. 0-2 pitch taken low. One ball, two strikes. So far today, Colton DeLong reached on a walk and then had a single back in the third and stole second. 1-2 pitch slapped off to the right side for a foul ball. And we'll do it again.
Of course, DeLong, an RBI single back in the third inning to score the second run of the game.
1-2 pitch taken right over the plate for strike three as DeLong takes a strikeout looking, and that's the first out here in this bottom of the fifth inning.
Second out, the sacrifice fly.
Yes, sacrifice fly there for the first, second out on the inning.
And DeLong was fooled on that pitch as that was a breaking ball that broke over the plate, and I don't think he was expecting it.
Next up to bat for Carlinville is first baseman Chris Griffith as he takes the first pitch high for ball one. Funneman's second pitch is low for ball two, and it's 2-0 to Chris Griffith, the fifth place hitter and fifth batter in this fifth inning. Next pitch to him is taken down the middle for strike one. 2-1 pitch on its way. Taken inside for ball three. 3-1 to the first baseman, Chris Griffith. So far today, he has had a fielder's choice and a strikeout. Next pitch to him is taken high for ball four. So a two-out walk to Griffith.
And only the second walk of the day allowed by Lane Funneman, but I think the pitch count really starting to take its toll as he's up at 91 pitches here in the fifth inning.
After that walk, that brings up Carlinville shortstop Lonnie Rosentreter. The umpire calls time to sweep off the plate.
I think head coach Don Borgini of Carlinville called timeout to have a word with the umpire. I think he's confused about some scoring or some defensive issues. Something's going on. He asked for some assistance, asked for the umpires to converse, and they will talk. I'm not sure what this is about exactly, but see if we can tell what's being discussed. We'll reset things here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Carlinville already two runs in this inning after the two-run homer by Jake Ambule, leading 4-0 as they bat in the fourth inning. And now they're calling Pena head coach Mike Militia over to have a word. And I think they're having a word about the pitch count, actually.
And they're talking about just him being over 90 pitches, as you said, David.
He
you
is
had
a
him
91.
At 91, so we could have been a couple off there by their count, but...
Again, I printed out the pitching count rules, and I forgot them in my office. I don't remember, but you are allowed 115 max in a game. However, I believe he pitched on Monday in that game against Sullivan. I don't know how many pitches he threw, but you're only allowed a certain amount or a certain day's rest, which he had one day rest, obviously, in between on Tuesday. And so he has he does have a pitch limit today. I don't know what that limit is because I don't know how many pitches he threw on Monday, and I don't know, again, what the limit is because of that. So they're having a discussion between the two right now, between the two head coaches, Don Borgini of Carlinville and Matt Militia of Pena, as well as both umpires. They're trying to straighten this thing out. So, again, once again, our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Carlinville leading Pena by a score of 4-0, already two runs home in this fifth inning, after the two-run homer by Jake Ambuhl to straightaway center field. Carlinville still threatening a little bit with two outs as Chris Griffith is at first base after the two-out walk. Lonnie Rosentrater will bat for the Cavvies as soon as we resume play. Rosentrater would like to make contact. He's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts on the day. Lane Funneman for the Pena Panthers, 7 strikeouts on the evening and 2 walks. So again, he's pitched fairly well, only allowing those 4 runs. However, he's thrown a lot of pitches at 91 in today's game. So they are going to allow Funneman to continue pitching.
Appears we've reached a mutual agreement there.
Yes.
And Funneman is now remaining to pitch as Ronnie Rosentrater is still up to bat. First pitch he sees in this bottom of the fifth inning is taken for strike one. I think the call there was he have too many pitches? Next pitch is fouled off to the right. Foul. Out of play and foul.
We will see, but this could end up being Funneman's last inning either way, as he is at 93 pitches now and he's allowed 4 runs.
0-2 pitch on its way is a looping curveball outside. Catcher had to almost dive to catch that one, but he caught it nonetheless. It's 1-2. With a runner on first base, and that is Chris Griffith. He reached on a walk. 1-2 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike three. That's Rosentrater's 3rd strikeout of the day and the 3rd out of this fifth inning. And as we go on to the top of the sixth inning, it's Carlinville 4 after 2-run home run by Jake Ambuhl. Carlinville 4, pain of nothing, and we'll be back with more after these messages on FM 106.
David Jenkins, Gabe Osborne back with you here at Pena High School, where we are into the sixth inning, the top of the sixth inning, between Pena and Carlinville in this Class 2A regional semifinal game. Carlinville leads 4-0 in the top of the sixth, and Pena comes to bat with the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in their order, as Kyle Dixon, the new pitcher for Pena, fires strike one to begin this inning. Dixon moves in from left field to the mound. Tucker Hughes pitched an inning and moves back behind the plate. And then Colton DeLong, who started today's game on the mound, then caught Tucker Hughes, moves out to left field. So the 1-1 pitch on the way to Jacob Klein is high for ball two. It's 2-1. Again, defensively for Carlinville, Colton DeLong in left field, Jake Ambuhl in center, Sam Thiemann in right. On the infield, it's Aiden Taberzi at third, Lonnie Rosentrater at short, Aiden Noggle at second, and Chris Griffith at first. The 2-1 pitch to Jacob Klein is a foul ball off the right side, and it's 2-2. Pitching again for Carlinville right now in the top of the sixth inning is Kyle Dixon, and the catcher is Tucker Hughes. Batting for Pena right now, Jacob Klein. He's 0-1 on the day with a strikeout that came in the third inning. The 2-2 pitch to Klein. Down the middle, called strike three.
So far today, Kyle Dixon has just about done it all.
Yeah, he has. That's the 10th strikeout of the day for Carlinville pitching, the first for Kyle Dixon, as Tucker Hughes in his one inning had 1 strikeout and no walks, no hits allowed. And that'll bring up Bryce Bieber for Pena. Dixon fires a strike right down the middle. It's 0-1. Dixon's 0-1 pitch right down the middle, called strike two.
That's the second ball to get away from the catcher there, so Dixon's putting a little bit of heat on it, looks like.
Well, Dixon is going to pitch at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, I believe, as a freshman next season. The 0-2 pitch to Bryce Bieber. Swing and a miss, and Bieber was not comfortable at that at-bat at all. Second strikeout by Dixon in the inning. 11th of the day by Carlinville pitching. Pena still looking for their first base runner with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Caden Angel, the catcher, coming to bat. Angel 0-for-1 on the day with a ground out that came back in the third. First pitch, strike one. Not throwing anything off speed really here either, just all fastballs, and he's painting them right down the corner, or right down the middle. And another 0-1 fastball right down the middle, and it's 0-2.
He's just putting it up there to say, hey, can you hit it? So far, Pena hasn't answered.
No, they have not. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Another uneasy swing, and Kyle Dixon strikes out the side for Carlinville. And we'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Cavvies leading Pena 4-0. We're back after these messages on WSMI. To the bottom of the sixth inning we go, and Carlinville coming to bat, leading Pena by a score of 4-0. Leading off for the Cavvies is Aiden Taberzi, followed by Tyler Reels, and then Aiden Noggle. If anybody can reach, back to the top of the order in Tucker Hughes, as the first pitch this inning from Lane Funneman down the middle, called strike one. Funneman on in the sixth inning has thrown 96 pitches now, 95 through five innings, and another pitch down the middle called strike two.
In last inning, we had a little bit of a discussion between the umpires and managers, probably about Funneman's pitch count to see if he was approaching that limit where they'd need to bring in a reliever, but thus so far, I guess not.
There's a foul off to the left side and out of play. I believe I heard the Carlinville coach say Funneman pitched 50 pitches on Monday. He's at 99 in this at-bat against Taberzi. That one's high over the head as Taberzi had to go ducking away. And that's the 100th pitch of the game for Lane Funneman, as there's a pitch low, and it's 3-2 now.
Funneman looked like he was in control to start, now with full count.
There's a ground ball to the left side, past the third baseman, and his shortstop has it, and it's going to be an infield single by Aiden Taberzi. Probably should have been made by the third baseman, Sam Beck, but he had to cover a lot of ground on that one, and an infield single to lead off this bottom of the sixth inning for Carlinville.
As you said there, Beck had a lot of ground to cover. He was playing more close to the line, and the shortstop was almost in a double play depth, so that got right between them.
Tyler Reels bats, and he fouls this one down the third baseline for strike one. Reels on the day, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts, one looking and one swinging. Don't forget, we've got more high school baseball for you tomorrow evening, as we'll be from the Nokomis Regional. Nokomis will take on St. Elmo Brownstown in the regional semifinal of Class 1A. Pitch down the middle, called strike two. Count is 0-2 on Tyler Reels, who's the designated hitter for the Cavvies today. Waiting on deck is Aiden Noggle. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss at an off-speed breaking pitch. And Reels strikes out for the third time today. And with one out, the ninth place hitter, Aiden Noggle, will bat. Carlinville, a runner on first, leading 4-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning of this regional semifinal. Noggle 0-for-2 today as he pops this one up on the infield. Funneman is calling for it. No, he's called off by his first baseman at the last minute, Drew Hackler, and that is the second out of the inning. Funneman was calling for it, but Hackler called him off at the very last minute, and that's two outs now in the inning. And now back to the top of the order for Carlinville and Tucker Hughes. Now we're going to have a pitching change, as Funneman is well over 100 pitches. I believe they're going to change pitchers because he is over 100 pitches. As Pena manager Mike Militia coming out to the mound, having a word with his lefty, and he makes the signal for a pitching change. So we'll take a break and be back with the bottom of the sixth inning here after these messages on WSMI. Once again, Carlinville leads Pena 4-0. We're right back after this. After 5 2/3 innings, Lane Funneman's day is done. He finishes the day with 8 strikeouts, 2 walks, allows 4 runs, He'll head over to play first base for what will likely be the remainder of the game. Ben Holthaus, the center fielder, comes in to pitch now, and first pitch that he fires is bunted foul for strike one off the bat of Tucker Hughes. Drew Hackler, who was at first base for Pena, goes out to center. So the pitcher moves to first, the first baseman moves to center, and the center fielder comes to the mound. The 0-1 pitch to Hughes is high for ball one. 106 pitches thrown for Funiman in this regional semifinal game. Didn't pitch poorly, just not as good as the Carlinville pitching, as that one is high, and it's 2-1 now on Tucker Hughes.
And Tucker Hughes so far today has been around the field. He started off catching, pitched an inning, and then playing left now.
That one's fouled straight back, and it's 2-2 now on Tucker Hughes. Waiting on deck is Kyle Dixon if Hughes can extend this inning. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Carlinville with the runner on first, two outs, leading Pena 4-0. Pitch is low for ball three, and the count now full to Tucker Hughes. Pena would like to get out of this inning and head to the top of the seventh, trying to extend the ball game. That pitch is inside for ball four. So good at bat by Tucker Hughes. And a two-out walk extends the inning for Kyle Dixon. Dixon, a single and a run scored in the first, a walk and a run scored in the third, and a sacrifice fly in the fifth. Runners on first and second for Carlinville. The pitch is fouled straight back and out of play for strike one.
And Dixon, a part of some defensive replacing for Carlinville. He started out as the left fielder. He's now the pitcher on the Carlinville side in relief.
He's pitching well. Three strikeouts in one inning so far. As this one's popped up on the infield, will there be a play? The pitcher, Holthaus, comes over and makes the play for the third out of the inning. So Carlinville strands a pair of runners as we head to the top of the seventh inning. The Cavvies lead 4-0. Three outs away from a berth in the regional championship are the Cavvies. Pena trying to extend their season. We're right back after these messages. We head to the top of the seventh inning, and the Carlinville Cavaliers are three defensive outs away from clinching a berth in the regional championship game, which will be played on Saturday. The Cavvies lead Pena 4-0 in the top of the seventh, and leading off for the Pena Panthers is Brendan Schoonover. He's 0-2 on the day. He'll be followed by Lane Funiman and then a pinch hitter, Gabriel Jeffrey, as this one is fouled for strike one. Jeffrey pinch hitting for Hackler, who will bat third in this inning. Schoonover now 0-1. Kyle Dixon ahead in the count. The 0-1 pitch is high for ball one.
So far today, Schoonover has flown out to center and grounded out to third.
Dixon making quick work of the Pena Panthers so far in his inning plus. This is a swing and a foul tip, but not able to straighten it out, and it's now 1-2 on the Pena shortstop. Still looking for their first base runner are the Pena Panthers. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and he was out in front of that one. The fourth straight strikeout for Kyle Dixon. 13th strikeout on the day for Carlinville pitching. Now batting is Lane Funiman, who is at first base today. He's 0-2 on the day with a pair of strikeouts. Dixon, the pitch, swing, and tried to check his swing, did Funiman, but he couldn't hold up. It's 0-1.
Funiman, spending majority of the day pitching, pitched 5 2/3, giving up two walks, 8 hits, and 4 runs.
0-1 pitches. Oh, pitch misses the outside corner. It's now 1-1. Kyle Dixon steps off the rubber to compose himself just a bit, and now he has a sign and the pitch. Fastball high for ball two. Dixon, in his inning and a third of work so far, has not fallen behind a lot, but he does here on a 2-1 count. 2-1 pitch is high for ball three.
So far, Funiman in his two at-bats in the first and fourth inning struck out swinging.
Now Dixon on the mound takes a few steps away to try and compose himself. Now he has himself back on the rubber, and he fires the 3-1 pitch. It's foul off to the left side, and now 3-2.
That was low there. Could have went either way.
They're going to switch out the baseballs. That one may have gotten damaged. That one was hit hard.
It was hit right off the crossbar of the chain link to the left, so that could have put a flat spot on that ball.
There's one as a ground ball to the second baseman. Noggle has it and fires the first for the second out of the inning. And now, Carlinville, one defensive out away from a pretty special day here in this regional semifinal. As Kyle Dixon on the mound trying to close this out and clinch a berth for the Cavvies in the regional championship. And Gabriel Jeffrey will be the batter and the last hope for the Paina Panthers. As Drew Hackler's day at the plate is done, and Jeffrey fouls this one straight back for strike one. Hackler on the day, 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Jeffrey in his first plate appearance. Kyle Dixon has a sign. He fires the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and now the Cavvies are one strike away from a berth in the regional championship. Dixon has a sign, the 0-2 pitch. Called strike three, and that's the ball game, as Gabriel Jeffrey couldn't pull the trigger, and the Carlinville Cavaliers collectively have pitched a perfect game. Colton DeLong started the game for the Cavvies. He fired five innings and was perfect. He fired four innings and was perfect. Then Tucker Hughes came on in relief and fired a perfect inning. And then Kyle Dixon closed out two more perfect innings. So a perfect game collectively for the Carlinville Cavaliers. More importantly, they win this one by a score of 4-0 and advance to the regional championship on Saturday here at Paina. And that game will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. They'll face the winner of Shelbyville and Arthur Lovington. We'll take a break and wrap this one up after these messages on WSMI. Congratulations to the Carlinville Cavaliers. A combined perfect game by Cavvy pitching, as the day was started by Colton DeLong. He pitched four perfect innings, had eight strikeouts. Then Tucker Hughes came on for an inning of work, struck out one. And then Kyle Dixon finished off the day for the Cavvies, struck out five batters in two innings of work. So no base runners allowed by Cavvies pitching, and four runs scored total for the Cavaliers on offense. Two of those off the bat of a two-run homer by center fielder Jake Ambule. Congratulations to the Paina Panthers on a good season, advancing here to the regional semifinals after a win over Sullivan on Monday evening. And their season comes to a close on their home field in the regional semis. For Carlinville, they do advance to the regional championship, which will be played on Saturday. And they will play either Shelbyville or Arthur Lovington. And that game will be played with the first pitch at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. We plan on having that game for you. We're not sure about all the details yet because we still have other regional baseball and softball games to figure out. And figure out our schedule completely. Gabe Osborne, final thoughts in today's game.
Oh, just an amazing opportunity to call this game, to watch a combined perfect game. That's got to be probably one of the highlights of my calling career thus far, and only the fourth game I've called. Just awesome pitching on the day for Carlinville. And Paina didn't do too bad either. Funneman today, he pitched 5 2/3 and gave up only four runs, but he did have eight strikeouts. So he did well too, but Carlinville pitching just had Paina's number, as Paina had nobody reach base at all today.
Absolutely. We want to thank our sponsors on this broadcast, because, again, without them, none of this would be possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on this broadcast. Again, without them, we can't bring you coverage of high school baseball, softball, football, basketball, anything that we cover in high school. We can't bring it to you without our sponsors. We want to say thanks to our producer back in the studio, Tom Williams. He did a great job, as always, keeping us on the air. And once more, thanks again to our hosts, Paina High School and the Athletic Department. They treat us well every time we come here. Once again, our final score, Carlinville 4, Paina 0. The Cavvies advance to the regional championship on Saturday, thanks to a combined perfect game by Colton DeLong, Tucker Hughes, and Kyle Dixon. For Gabe Osborne, this is David Jenkins saying so long from Paina.